When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Every Thursday, AFP Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country. Each week, they give you an opportunity to join thousands of dedicated citizens committed to being the most impactful grassroots army in America. Join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central to phone for freedom. You can do that by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Truth Social pages and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. A Republican congressman this week called the U.S. Secret Service chief a diversity hire as he blamed a drive to recruit more female agents for security failings around the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Tim Burchett pointed the finger at Kimberly Cheadle, who wants more non-white and female agents, but is now facing calls to resign as director of the Secret Service. The agency has the goal of increasing the number of women to 30% by 2030. You know, why don't we just go for, I don't know, here's a novel idea, the most qualified. Gee, scratch your head on that one. With us now is the 15-year law enforcement veteran Keith Hansen. He now trains federal, state, and local law enforcement officers, maintaining 4 federal law enforcement active shooter response instructor ratings, along with instructor credentials in 3 tactical counterterrorism disciplines. He's a certified law enforcement firearms trainer with multiple instructor ratings. Keith, thank you for joining us this evening. Pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
John, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
So, multiple news outlets have shared footage from the shooting of a female agent's apparent, I've seen this, this struggle where she's, you know, trying to holster her weapon after the shooting. You know, there's another one that looks kind of confused, and I'm not meaning, you know, somebody's going to say that I'm picking on the gals here, but it, I mean, let's just, you got to be honest. It doesn't look professional if you're having a hard time holstering your sidearm. There's another shot that shows a couple of the other female agents that are just don't look like they know what they're doing. Do you feel that some of the former president's detail were unfit for that duty?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think the average person looking at that says, hey, you know, this really looks unprofessional. I think to the trained eye, what it really shows is really a lack of I don't want to get too much into the weeds in terms of like the scientific terms, but the automaticity of the motion. That's a very, very simple process. Drawing a firearm, getting a firearm back into a holster is something that that's one of the first things that they teach in the academy. And it's something that over time, because of repetition, you should absolutely be fluid with. You have the process. I think most people would refer to it as committing it to muscle memory, where you don't have to think about it. It's something that you can just automatically either deploy or employ, depending on what the situation happens to be. There are stress-based reactions. Some people react very differently than other people to extreme what would be considered a cognitive load or a stressor.
Sure.
But the bottom line is that what I'm watching right there, in my professional opinion, what I'm watching there is just lack of experience, lack of knowledge, and lack of repetition. That was a very, very inexperienced person when it came to weapons handling. And as far as the diversity hire goes, listen, it started off with the affirmative action concept, and now it's spilling over into DEI. Look, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that would love to be doctors. They would love to be medical professionals, but they don't have the aptitude. They don't have the intelligence. They don't have whatever the case may be. Listen, despite what, you know, your parents used to tell you, it's not possible to be whatever it is that you want to be. Some people are geared towards certain occupations and others are not. But the DEI hiring is the equivalent of saying, you know, there's an awful lot of people out there who really want to be medical doctors. And,
right.
And who are we to tell them they can't achieve their goals? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to allocate 20%, or in Kim Cheadle's case, 30% of the medical licenses out there to people who can't graduate from medical school because, well, we don't want these people to feel bad about themselves.
Right,
no, but you put the best people in the job.
You don't want them performing surgery on you. I mean,
of course not.
And you know, the other thing you notice is, people are going to say I'm a sexist, but size also seemed to be an issue to me. The former president's over 6 feet tall. You don't need to be a Secret Service veteran or someone like you with your training, your resume, to know you don't assign a 5'8" agent to guard a 6'3" protectee. It's
correct.
Because Secret Service, one of their prime, you don't want to ever have to be in this position, but one of your duties is to take a bullet, and you can't take a bullet for a president if you're a foot shorter than the president.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're absolutely correct. And I mean, what we saw when he was on that stage as they were getting him from, I mean, there were multiple failures in this situation, but when they're gathered around him, they're creating this human shield around him. His head and his torso was exposed for a cringingly painful
yes.
period of time.
Yes.
Had there been a secondary or tertiary shooter, that absolutely, you know, he was still at risk, at extreme risk.
Well,
at that point in time,
let me ask about that. I mean, it's a great image. It's an iconic image. But anybody who's watched any decent movies, you know, Clint Eastwood did a great Secret Service protectee movie. I can't remember what it was called. But, you know, how did they even allow that? Why didn't they? If you remember when Reagan was shot, they grab him. They throw him into the car, broke his rib when they did it. But there wasn't any time for him to say squat. I mean, at that moment, you're no longer the president. You're luggage, and we throw you into the back of the car. I don't understand how they even, you know, wait. I want to stop and grab my shoe. Wait. I want to put my fist up. At that point, it's no, we're moving you, and you have no time to talk, put a fist up, or do anything. Instead, why did they even allow him to take that time?
Well, I think that's one of the big questions, to be honest with you. And more to the point, why did they spend all of the time walking him towards the SUV when that SUV should have backed up? You know, obviously with any executive protection, whether it's, you know, the head of a major corporation, or, you know, in this case, of either a world leader or a former world leader, the amount of time that you expose them to that threat field has to be minimized as much as possible. And you're absolutely right. Treat them like luggage, get them in there. I really don't care about your feelings right now. What I have to do is make sure that somebody doesn't kill you. That's my objective. And, you know, and they failed at that. And the fact that Kim Cheadle has not stepped down, that she has not resigned, is to me, it's an abomination. The release that she put out last Monday, that, you know, she's in constant contact with the investigators and the Secret Service agents and officers that are, there doing the investigation in Butler. You know what? She should be camped out there.
Right.
Her ass should be boots on the ground there. Because it's your agency that failed. And here's the thing. The captain always goes down with the ship. You are the captain of this ship. And your organization failed in its mission. Not only was there an attempt, which should have never happened, but that man was actually injured by a would-be assassin's bullet. And it came within, you know, fractions of an inch of killing the man.
Right.
You have proven that you are not capable of doing that job. Resign. Bow out, go back to Pepsi and guard the Cheetos, but you are not qualified to lead an organization. Well, that's what she did.
Yeah.
She was a director of corporate security for PepsiCo. But the point being is you have proven through your actions and under your leadership that you are incapable of running the organization, which is tasked with, among other things, but their most visible and most noteworthy objective is to ensure the safety of presidents, former presidents, and presidential candidates. And she failed. There's no other way to put that. And you know what? Again, feelings don't care, because feelings don't protect presidents. Feelings don't protect candidates. Feelings don't protect ex-presidents. It's men with balls, and I don't mean that in the anatomical sense. I mean the people who are willing to stand up and
right.
do what needs to be done. And you know what? Call me a sexist. I really don't care.
We're talking.
I don't want female agents in executive protection roles.
Unless they're qualified.
I want men who have proven themselves, who have the physical stature, the endurance, the musculature, and the cardiovascular endurance to do the job that needs to be done. to think on their feet and to put themselves in harm's way if necessary.
We're talking with law enforcement.
That's what I expect.
Sorry about that. We're talking with law enforcement veteran Keith Hansen. Keith, I've only got a couple minutes left. I want to ask you, you know, looking at that event in Pennsylvania, even some of the pre-setup, you know, the snipers, the local snipers that were in the building while the shooter was literally on the roof above them, when they were alerted, apparently, you know, they still allowed Trump to go on stage, even though apparently Secret Service had been alerted that there was a suspicious individual. Even the fact that he was able to get off multiple shots before the snipers actually took him out. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed one screw up is one thing, but it seems like there's just multiple things that were that. I mean, I'm not one of these tinfoil hat guys, but it almost begs the question of, boy, did somebody want this to happen? Because so many balls were dropped here. Am I wrong, or could it just be that this was a cascade of bad mistakes?
You know, one of the things that I've said repeatedly this past week is that massive, catastrophic, or systemic failures tills the fertile ground where seeds of conspiracy can grow.
Yes.
And you know, it's almost like, And listen, you know what, there's always things that go wrong. Whenever you're conducting any type of operation like that, you do a post-op after-action review or after-action assessment. You go through, you look at it, okay, you know, man, you know, we really screwed that up. Boy, thank God nothing happened. But this is the convergence of multiple failures, multiple ball drops, and something did catastrophically happen.
Oh,
and
without
so
a doubt.
I think now there's even more emphasis that's put on this because, listen, there's always something that comes up no matter what the operation happens to be. Very, very, very few ops actually run perfectly, smoothly, seamlessly without any type of issue whatsoever. But again, this is the intersection of multiple. This is like the six-way intersection here. There were so many different failures that at this point, somebody has to sit back and scratch their head and go, my God, nobody could screw up that badly,
yeah,
accidentally. That it has to be by design. It has to be by manufacture. I'm not going down that road yet. I want to see what all the information. First of all, I'm interested to see what the results of the investigation happen to be. I'm also curious to see how much information they're willing to put out versus when that report comes out, how much of that material is actually going to be redacted, whether literally or you know, just in concept. How much are we going to just redact through omission? We're just not even going to put it in there.
Well, and let's see how long it takes before let's see how long it takes before she gets fired or resigns. Keith, thank you again for joining us this evening. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have
Appreciate
a great day.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.